Welcome back to JR Morning, on this Thursday.
Not Sunday.
JR Morning on this Thursday. It's great to have you with us. The Rocket Classic now entering its eighth year here in the city of Detroit. Dan Gilbert brought it here for a variety of reasons. It was to bring visitors into the city, to create high publicity and for not only Rocket, but more importantly for the city of Detroit and how to elevate it. It was a precursor to many other events. I argue that the Grand Prix and the Rocket Classic, or the reason the NFL draft showed up here, is the reason the Final Four. It kind of rejuvenated big-time events here in the city of Detroit. Another, Lloyd, is the impact it makes. Black Tech Saturdays, Human IT,
yes.
PAL. You look at First Tee and Midnight Golf, now known as College Career and Beyond, just celebrated its 25th anniversary. Those are all initiatives that have been backed by the Rocket Classic in a big way.
Yeah, and you know, and the Rocket Classic gives back. It gives back.
Right.
And you see tangible results as a result.
It does. The co-executive director, chief revenue officer, is on the line with us, Chris Presson. He joins us now in a week where, Chris, we made some big announcements, some players coming in, and that's creating a lot of excitement for not only the people that are working on it, the 1,300 volunteers, the staff, the excitement around the Rocket Classic is starting to build and starting to build fast.
That's right, Mark. I think when you talk about three of the top 10 players in the world, two former champions, one former Ryder Cup captain, you mix that with the vibrancy of this city and this region, I think it's a recipe for success. I can tell you that we've seen an uptick since the announcement, just in inquiries around everything from grounds passes to the premium seatings from holes 14 through 18. So certainly one of the stronger fields, if not the strongest field we've had.
And Chris, I know, you know, you've shaped this tournament into more than just a stop on the tour. I mean, what's the bigger vision you're chasing each year?
Well, we're looking to make sure that we have a viable product going forward for our fans and for the community to want to come to. I think anytime you build an event, you try to look at experiences and opportunities where you can enhance both of those. And I think we're doing that. We heard the fans say that, you know, the July 4th weekend is tough, a lot of family commitments, so we've moved off that weekend. We heard people say it's so hot, it's hard not to find a spot anywhere in the country during that time of the year when it's not hot. But what we've done is we've added four cool zones where you can hydrate, you can take a break in the shade, and you can sit in a cool air with a fan blowing on you as well. So we're taking all the necessary steps to make sure and ensure that the fans know that we're listening so that we can continue to build this into something special for every year to come.
As you use your ears first and then your action is some of those examples that you just described, you look at an event like this, trying to bring in, you know, up to 20,000 people per day on a field. It's a golf course that is a members golf course, and we need to make sure we take the DGC membership into account. But you're building a large city basically on a flat piece of land to host a lot of people, and your cooperation between selling things and operations, like what are you going to build? How big are you going to build it? Those have to be constant conversations you're having leading up to the event.
Yeah, I think it's an ongoing conversation. I think that's the key to the tournament, frankly, is communication, not just internally, but externally. I think we do that very, very well. I think we work in concert with all three of those components, the operations staff, the sales staff, and the fans themselves. You mentioned DGC. It is their golf course. It is their members. There are a number of people that live in and around the golf course that we put in flux when we come in for that, you know, 10 to 12 day period. And we're trying our best not to interrupt their repertoire of things that they do typically on a normal day. And so all of those things we take into account when thinking what we're going to do, Mark, as you mentioned, and how we're going to build it and when we're going to build it, so we don't upset the apple cart as much as possibly we could based upon putting things in spaces and places they don't belong quite yet.
And you know, the Rocket Classic has really strong corporate backing as well. How do these partnerships kind of go beyond the branding and actually shape that fan experience?
Yeah, I think the benefit we have, Lloyd, is that it's just not a brand. It's an opportunity for you to entertain. It's an opportunity for you to sit and have conversations. It's an opportunity for you to allow people to come and go. You could have a group that comes and joins you in the morning. That same group could exchange tickets and bring in a different grouping of people for the afternoon. So I think it's about conversation. There's a lot of business that gets done there, I can tell you that. And a lot of it is based upon the time spent with potential and current clients as well.
It's my understanding, close to capacity on many of the hospitality venues. Patrons and grounds tickets have become a focus of the attention for you this year. As you look at that from parking and ticket pricing, talk a little bit about the urgency on some of the ticket dates. I think you're having some cutoffs with some extreme discounts. Talk about the patron ticket, the grounds ticket, the energy you're trying to create on the course.
Yeah, I think it's one of the more important items within the golf tournament itself. It's what brings that energy and that vibrancy to the tournament. We have reduced our ticketing prices between now and the end of the June about 50%. So please take advantage of it. You can hop on our website, find directions on how to get tickets. And if not, my name and number and my email are on there as well. You can call me directly and we'll get you taken care of. I think if you're a company or an individual looking to host people and you want a premium experience, we are starting to run low. I would think between 14 and 18, we have maybe a dozen spots left. And we've created some additional ones and sold those. So I think this is an opportunity for you to really jump in. There is great value for your investment. And if you get one deal done off of an investment to host clients, it will make it worthwhile because the value is certainly there and the price matches that value.
We're speaking with Chris Presson. He is a co-executive director and chief revenue officer for the Rocket Classic. And Chris, you know, when this tournament wraps up, and you know, what's the moment that makes you kind of step back and say, you know, this is why we do this?
I think when you're in the midst of it and you're exhausted because we've been going hard for 6 months to a year, I think throughout the time you're there, you kind of have those moments where you sit down because you're exhausted and you look around and you say, you know what, I had a hand in this. And you start to become proud about what you've done, not only for yourself and what you've been able to accomplish, but with your team. All those late nights and early mornings were all worth it. And more importantly, when you see people that have been to the golf course for years and been coming to the tournament, as Mark said, for 8 years, and you see people that are brand new to the tournament with their families experiencing golf for the first time, I think that's a win-win for everybody. And that's, again, when you kind of exhale and recalibrate and get back into it and go for the next day.
Chris, can't thank you enough. Rocket Classic coming up end of July, 1st of August. We're looking forward to it and appreciate all the hard work you're doing.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah.
A lot of excitement coming up this summer.
It's going to be fun. The Pro-Ams are a blast. I've played in a few of those. I played once with Nick Saban.
Yeah.
I got some good stories on those, too. Maybe tomorrow.
Another great thing this summer, the Ford Fireworks coming up. A lot of great things with the parade company. Tony Michaels, the president CEO, next to talk about it on JR Morning.